Right here.
You win!
All right, what do I win?
Another beer!
It's time once again for Brew Review.
Yes, Growler, Oklahoma Growler Brew.
Oklahoma Growler number 2.
Yeah.
Again, thank you to Katie for thinking of us specifically for the podcast.
You get massive wife points for going on a road trip and picking us up growlers from another state.
For Brew Review.
Huge, yeah.
So this one is, again, from Bricktown Brewery, and it's called Three Guardsmen IPA.
I'm a huge fan of IPA.
Yeah. So this is an India Pale Ale, which is IPA. This IPA is tuned perfectly to provide the hops bitterness explosion that IPA fans seek without a bitter aftertaste that can often linger on the palate. It is quickly becoming a house favorite.
I'm curious to know what the percentage is, because these get high.
Yep. It is 5.5.
Oh, so all right. That's a lower.
Yeah,
all right,
it's
good.
Lower. It's a little, it's compared to some of them.
Yeah,
it's not a double, just an IPA.
That's still 5.5 is close to 6. I think they average out at 6.
Yeah, so Bricktown Brewery, Three Guardsmen IPA.
All right. We're going to do, let's see if we crack this baby. Let's see if it makes a noise.
Yeah.
I'm going to tip my...
We're once again enjoying our Irish pub music.
No hiss or anything, but we're gonna do the pour here.
The only thing in here is my sniffling in the back.
COVID.
I've had the sniffles for like 3 days.
I've had COVID for like 3 days too.
It's not
I was
COVID.
Teasing. I was teasing the kids about having COVID. I should probably not joke about that. Okay. Oh, I feel just full. All right. So the way that this pours. This pours as a very clear IPA.
It does. It's a little amberish.
It almost has the color of like a... Yeah. It's like a light IPA.
No foamer head.
Yeah, no foamer.
But it's from a growler. So.
That could be from the growler. Yeah. I noticed that from our last
smells
one.
Smells good.
Yeah, it does smell good.
Right,
ready?
Ready? All right, cheers.
Cheers it. Ooh. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's,
so
you get that IPA taste, but again, kind of like the definition says, you don't get that bitter, really hoppy aftertaste, but you get all the flavor.
This reminds me of the IPA that just came out, that Summit Brews. That's the light triumphant. It's like a low carb. Like it's got the same amount of carbs, alcohol as like a Coors Light, but it's an IPA, so it has the flavor. This is not thick, it's not cloudy, it's not hoppy, hoppy.
It's got really good taste. I like that you get that flavor, but
it's not bitter.
Not bitter at all.
Mm-mm. And it's hoppy without being like stupid hoppy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's got really good flavor. I like that.
It's got a great
color.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of something to compare it to, but
I would compare it to almost a pale ale. Like, it's still an IPA, but it's a pale ale. It reminds me of Summit Triumphant.
It does remind me of a Summit. Like, if you're drinking a Summit. That's the closest I can get it to, is like a Summit, for sure. Good flavor, but no, like, bitter, hoppy aftertaste.
No.
Really good.
No, you could have several of these and not be like, ugh, you know.
That's really good.
Give us that. You're gonna have to Google IPA.
Yeah. So continuing on our beer series, so we went over ales in our last brew review. So this one we're gonna talk about IPA since we're drinking an IPA.
Yep.
So the definition of IPA is it actually stands for India Pale Ale.
Yep.
So an India Pale Ale is a hoppy beer style within the broader category of pale ale. The export style of pale ale, which became known as India Pale Ale, was developed in England around 1840. And later became popular worldwide. So that's one.
Yeah, because someone brewed their IPA. One of their first IPAs was like an English style. I don't know if that's where that comes from, but
yeah, it's
IPAs always get the
hoppy.
It's about hops.
IPA, you think hops.
Yep.
I
mean, there's the beer called Hop. I can't remember who brews it, but it's called Hop Stupid. Like, they just try and go as
who
hoppy.
Who does come up with Hop Stupid?
Yeah, Hop Stupid is one that's it's kind of hard to find sometimes. One of my favorite IPAs, and they call it a black IPA, is, and you're going to love the name, it's Arrogant Bastard.
Yeah,
from Stone Brewing. The Arrogant Bastard is it's one of my top. It's, I think, a regular percent of Arrogant Bastard's like 7, a little over 7, and then they make a Double Bastard, and that's like 14%. Then they have like the Arrogant Bastards that are barrel aged with certain flavors. They go all over the place with it.
All right, so I'm looking at another thing. This is from Stone Brewing. But it says, arguably the world's most popular beer style, the India Pale Ale, or IPA, has become such a broadly used term that it has nearly lost its meaning.
Yeah.
Sure, it's still recognized by its traditionally hop-forward flavor or profile, but today's IPA come in all colors of the rainbow and in more flavors than you'll find at a hipster ice cream shop.
Yep.
An IPA is generally a very hop-forward beer, but can mean a lot of things today, says Jeremy Moynier, Senior Innovation Brewer at Stone Brewing.
And Stone is who brews Arrogant Bastard. Yep. It's the best.
That means hop-curious drinkers are confronted with the choice challenges, unaware whether to go hazy or clear, malty or bitter.
Yep.
So first, a little history. The famous myth that IPAs were created out of necessity to strengthen and preserve beers from England for their six-month voyage to India has been discredited, yet remains the most common origin story. In truth, IPAs first popped up in England in the 1700s as a lighter, crisper, and more refreshing beverage than the darker beers of the day. So hops work as a preservative before they became more important as a flavoring, which added a new ways for brewers to experiment.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense the way that it would have been that way, because it's super alcoholic. Not alcoholic, but the content is higher. You've got a lot of hops.
Yep. And I always wondered where the India Pale Ale came into it.
Especially if it's in English.
Yeah. So it's... That's interesting. And I do like... So from the dictionary, IPA, noun, a type of light-colored beer... similar to bitter, typically with a higher than average alcohol and hop content.
Yep. Which if you were to take this IPA from Bricktown Brewery and set it next to a Surly, it'd be like two completely different beers. This is like golden light, and where a Surly is like thick, cloudy, hazy.
Yep.
Very strong.
Yeah.
This is a good IPA though.
So, from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, definition of IPA, 1 of 3, a pale ale made with extra hops.
Yeah. That's a really basic, good review of
IPA. And that's really it. The other ones have nothing to do with beer.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I'm trying to find... Okay, so Urban Dictionary.
Here we go.
Since Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary with
ale,
with ale. So, I got to get to the beer one. Oh, man.
There's a lot in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, this is... Hold on.
Maybe that's not going to hold... That might not hold water.
That's not going
to work. Did we Wikipedia?
All it says is see India Pale Ale. So, here we go. India Pale Ale is a distinct style of beer and is characterized as a sparkling pale ale with a slightly higher level of alcohol and hops than a typical pale ale. The hops lending it a distinct bitterness.
Yeah.
Same thing. So it says the creation was during the 18th century. Was a result of efforts by British brewers to overcome the difficult problem of shipping it to India. Which they said it resulted in the arrival of a flat, sour beer. So that's why they started adding extra hops.
Yep.
So that's really cool. I never knew that. I honestly thought maybe it was like started in India, and that's why they called it the India Pale Ale.
It's weird that they throw that name in there.
It was all about British shipping it to India, because obviously, I mean, maybe some people don't know, but India was a British colony or whatever. England occupied it forever. So they were obviously trying to ship their beer to India.
This is a deep dive.
That's a good...
I like this.
That's really cool.
Yeah, this is a deep dive. Because honestly, I've never...
I never knew about IPAs.
I feel like IPAs were never super popular, and then within the last few years, it's just exploded.
IPA. With the whole push of craft brewing.
Yeah.
Like all these craft breweries and like the whole craft beer scene that's exploded.
Yeah.
I feel like the IPAs have become huge because, like it said, people can really experiment with it, adding new hops,
there's so many
hops,
versions,
hop combinations. It's, I think it really makes it easy to come up with really good and different tasting beer.
There's so many versions. It's insane. Did you see on our Irish pub here, or because we have to comp, like last beer review, we realized it was snowing. Did you see the name of the Irish pub?
Oh yeah. So our Irish pub background music.
We're sitting in an Irish pub.
We've started to notice. It's really cool. So we put it on the TV and it makes you almost feel like you're in a
pub.
You're
in a pub.
Because you get that background talking and the music. But we've started to notice more and more about the actual, like, it's just like a still picture.
Yeah. So we're sitting in an Irish pub, like in a booth.
And if you look out the window, there's snowflakes. But now the name on the paint, it's like stained glass windows above the doors. The name is Dick Mac.
I don't know.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
I like it though. I wish. Yeah, maybe. That's funny. Do you think this is a real pub? Like, we need to go find this.
If it is, we need to find.
We need to find this pub.
I like it.
Does it snow in Ireland?
I don't.
It might.
Does it snow in England?
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe.
Well, we have had listeners from Ireland, so
yes,
maybe you guys could chime in and let us know what and how does it snow there.
Yeah, and what's the
twodadspodcastfcw@gmail.com. Hit us up.
Have we checked our email?
Yeah, nothing yet.
Oh, okay.
Nothing from the loyal listeners. We'll check again.
We had a lot of fan mail. That's probably
too
incorrect.
Too much fan mail to go through.
Yeah, it probably got sent to spam.
Yeah, probably.
It had to have been.
So hit us up and we'll let us know. What is the weather like there besides rainy and cloudy a lot?
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, I think this was a great... I think each of these breweries, so we've done ales, we're doing India
IPA,
Pale Ales.
We still have lagers to
The next one we have is a lager. We'll do that at a later date. So we're going to go through the whole gamut of types, stouts, you know, nitro, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
But I think this has been really
good.
Educational. So we'll wrap up IPAs and we'll look forward to the next brew review.
All right, so we got a new bit, and because we're both giant dorks and love Harry Potter...
Big time.
We decided to do a little game we're going to call Rapid Fire. Now, this can change, obviously, with categories, but for the first ever category, Rapid Fire, we are going to do... Can you guess it from the background music?
Let's listen to the...
Apparently, background music's our new thing.
That's a new thing.
Yeah,
I like it, Don.
It's going to be Harry Potter characters. Now, this can be book or movie, because some of them, there's some characters in the book that aren't in the movie, yada, yada. I don't even know if my brain's going to work that well right now.
Quick rule, are we, like, Weasley, we're going, you can, as many Weasleys as you want.
Yeah, but no doubling up.
No doubling up, but as many Weasleys as you want.
Oh, yeah, because they're all separate characters.
Yeah, okay.
So the rule is we'll give each other a solid,
like 10 seconds.
Let's say like 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
We don't want to underdo it. We don't want to overdo it. But sometimes on the fly, your brain freezes up. So, all right. Let's paper, rock, scissors to see who starts. Ready?
Who went, one, like, two, winner three, starts?
Show. Loser starts.
Loser starts. Loser all right. Starts. One, two, three, show.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Off we go.
Wait, so this is going to be rapid fire, and the person that
back
can't get that can't get
whoever
a
gets
character
stumped,
loses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say for number one? I'm
going to
kick this baby off.
Let's go.
Harry Potter.
Now we're going to have to remember what we say. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say Dobby the House Elf.
Ron Weasley.
Hermione Granger.
Okay. What is her... Hermione's... Do I have to know the name? Do I have to know the name? I have to know the name.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
You gotta count me down. Like, so is it like five? Okay.
Four.
Sirius Black.
Three. Okay. Lucius Malfoy.
Okay. Draco Malfoy.
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Okay.
I'm not writing these down.
I know. Sure. Well, this is going to get sticky quick.
I know.
all right. Moaning Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle. Oh, my God. That is such
a good one. I pulled that
one
out. I pulled that one out, didn't I?
Oh, my God. All right. Let's say Grip Hook, that goblin.
The goblin.
Yeah.
Yep. Mad-Eye Moody.
right. Tonks. Nymphadora Tonks.
Lupin. James. Not James.
No, it wasn't James. Remus.
Remus Lupin. Thank you.
R. Lupin. Hagrid. Nobody said Hagrid.
Hagrid. Wormtail, who is...
Ooh, what was his first name, though?
That's his nickname.
That, Wormtail was his nickname.
Yeah.
I forgot who we even said after Harry.
I said Worm...
Okay. Oh, I said Dobby.
Well, does Wormtail count? Are we counting
Wormtail? Ooh, come on. You gotta come up with his name. Come on. A few seconds.
If I'm...
He's right here in this room. Come on. Oh, my God. You gotta get it. Wormtail? Okay, fine. I'll accept Wormtail, but it also counts if I say his real name which is Peter Pettigrew.
Oh, Peter Pettigrew. That was our wedding photographer, Peter Pettigrew. She looked like Peter Pettigrew.
Yes, she did.
Okay, and so I'm up now.
Yep.
I don't know how you pronounce this. Xenophilus Lovegood.
Xenophilus, yeah.
Xenophilus Lovegood.
That's a really good one. All right, how about, did anyone say Mad-Eye Moody yet?
I said Mad-Eye.
Okay, that's the other one I didn't write down.
I got his wand at Universal.
So Mad-Eye.
Super cool. All
right, let's go with Horace Slughorn.
Oh, that's a good one. That's out of the left field. I'll go Luna Lovegood.
You like the Lovegoods.
I love the Lovegoods.
Luna Lovegood. Blaze Zabini.
That is out of nowhere. You're right, though.
He was... one of the Slytherin kids in the later books.
Oh, God, what are the other two Slytherin ones that follow
Malfoy? I was saving them as Ace in the Holes in case I got stuck.
Oh, boy.
When he introduced himself.
Seamus Finnegan.
Seamus? Finnegan. He turned into a dick. This is going to get...
Yeah, he did, because his mom wouldn't let him.
All right. Ginny Weasley. There's only like 9 more Weasleys.
I was going to say, I think all we've said is Ron so far. So, Fred Weasley.
Fred. How about Molly Weasley?
George Weasley.
We're just going through all of them right now, huh? All right. Who's the oldest? Was it...
I think it's Bill.
Was it Bill or Charlie?
Oh, you're right. It's Charlie. No, it was... It's Charlie, because Charlie was training with Dragon.
I'm going to go Charlie.
I'm going Bill.
I'm going Bill. So who's left?
The dad. We haven't said
no,
the dad.
No, we didn't do the twins.
Oh, I did the twins. I did both.
No, who was the other? Percy.
Mm.
Percy. This is the one the you
prefect.
Always forget about.
Yeah, the prefect.
We are nerds.
We are big time nerds. Really... I'm going to go Arthur.
Arthur.
That's all of them, isn't it? Well, so
I
far.
I think that's all of them.
I mean, there might be like cousins. I
believe that's all the Weasleys. So how about the chick that the one Weasley married that was also in Goblet of Fire, Fleur Delacour?
Oh, Jesus. Good call.
Who sucked in the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. Listen quick.
Oh my God, the dog's snoring.
I'm trying to get really good audio. Hopefully, stop.
Hopefully you can pick that up. That's our pit bull lab mix snoring on the couch.
Is he a pit lab? Yeah. He's a pit lab.
Pit lab snoring away.
Alright, I'm stalling.
yeah, it's your turn. Yeah,
stalling.
There's still lots we haven't even touched on yet.
I'm gonna go one of the Dursleys, and I'm gonna go
the Dursleys.
I'm gonna go what the heck is her name?
I can
Petunia. Petunia Dursley.
Petunia. Well, I'm glad I might as well go Vernon.
Vernon. I'm gonna go Dudley Dursley.
Duddy.
Is this you or me, or am I over here?
I believe that's you.
Yeah.
All right, so then I'm going to... Oh, let me try to think of her name. The aunt. Marge. I don't know if they ever said her last name.
Large Marge.
Marge.
Yeah, Large. She blows her up.
She blew up in the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go the Minister of Magic.
Which one?
The first one.
He's got a dessert last name. You're like halfway through your time. You want me to give you a hint?
Yeah,
hint. His last name starts with an F.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Cornelius Fudge.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
So I'll do the minister that took over after Fudge was that Rufus Scrimmager. Who lasted all of, like,
who was, what's his name from, like, the...
Oh, he was from the Underworld series.
He was a vampire, yeah.
And Harry Potter, he just died right away.
Okay. Where are we at here? Voldemort. For the love of God. Voldemort.
Alright. So, let's see. Let me go out of left
field. Uh-oh. Harry Potter, what happened?
We have an ad.
Oh, we're having an ad here. 29 seconds of ad music.
That, like, ruined our ambiance.
That did ruin the ambiance. Right. We're skipping the ad quickly here.
Anyway, I'm going to go with...
You get a little bit of a...
I'm trying to think of the werewolf's name. I'm running out of time.
Oh, boy. I'm going to help you out with this one. It's...
Hold on. Let me think of it. It's... Oh, crap. All right, I'm going to have to switch gears. Vincent Crabbe.
Oh, Crab.
Was,
all right.
He was Malfoy.
You're right. And I'm going to say...
He was one of my ace in the hole.
It's Goyle is the other Goyle. One, but it's...
Crab and Goyle. I can't Crab and Goyle. Name.
Now, there are parents that are Crab and Goyle, too. I can't...
The Death Eaters.
Yeah.
But I don't... I can't think of their names. Crap. So it's back to me.
Did you say Dobby?
I did say Dobby.
That's our earlier. List?
Yeah, I know.
That's impressive.
It's getting bigger already.
Keep going here. I'm just gonna crack a little.
I think it's you because I said.
Is it
crap.
Me?
You or no, I said you said Goyle. Oh, Goyle. Sorry, it's back to me. All right.
Our ambiance ended. I'm gonna let you fix the ambiance.
Oh,
fix the
ambiance.
You can keep. Here we
right.
go.
Professor Flitwick.
Didn't you see? Oh yeah.
Flitwick was
Grip
the.
Griphook is different. You're right.
Griphook was the goblin, but Flitwick was the.
He's one Willow.
He taught. When they're doing levitation in the first movie.
Well, didn't
yeah.
he? Isn't he the choir guy, too?
Yeah, I think so. But I'll go Professor Flitwick.
I'm going to go Ryan's sixth grade choir teacher, Professor Umbridge.
Oh, God.
She's the
Professor,
Professor
Umbridge.
I
love it.
She's crazy.
Did anyone say Hagrid?
I think you did. I think you have Hagrid on there. Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, there he is. I was going to say, how is everyone saying Hagrid? All right. Okay, if you remember, this was caught out of left field, too, but... The Minotaur, or the Centaur, whatever it was.
Yeah, the Centaur.
His name was Ferenc.
Ferenc, yeah. And he didn't have, like, a last name, so you're good there.
He was, like, a horse guy.
Ugh. What's my... Okay. So I'm gonna...
You realize the longer this goes on,
you're right,
the more we
gonna...
look like complete
this is
nerds.
Gonna get... Now that you say that, it makes me think of Grop.
Grop! Hagrid's brother. Hagrid's brother, Grop.
Because I'm Groppy. Groppy.
Grop.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good one. All right, let me try to think of some more professors. Professor Sprout.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cool, we meet her. You meet her in the
Has
first one.
Has anyone said Professor Snape?
Not yet, no.
Why the hell can I think of his first name?
Severus.
Severus, thank you. One of the key... Like, you can't have Snape without the...
That's true. That's a really good one. Well, no one's gone with Harry's parents yet.
Oh, dude.
So I'll go James Potter.
All right. I'm going to cheat and say Lily Potter just to get it out of the way.
All right. Whew. All right. Let's see. Seamus, how about...
I know who you're thinking
Seamus
of.
Seamus Finnegan, then there was Dean.
Yeah. I know who you're thinking of.
Dean.
Stress of a T.
Dean Thomas.
Yeah.
Whew.
I can't believe no one said this yet. I don't. No one. There's just you and I sitting in the room. Neville Longbottom.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what his parents' names are? Because mm-hmm. that could be your...
Mm. Frank?
Yeah.
And...
So you use Frank. You're right. What's the mom's name?
I can't think of the mom's name. It's Frank. Frank and...
I want to say Lily, but then... Mm-hmm.
Might be it.
No, because Lily was his...
Frank
was,
and...
Frank and... I want to say Dolores. That's Umbridge.
Yeah. Oof.
Julie? No, that's fake. That's made up.
I can't think of it.
Okay. Let's go... Let's go...
I got a good one. What? At least think Goblet of Fire. We haven't named some of the other contestants.
Oh. Okay. Victor Crumb.
Victor Crumb. How about...
This has gone on much longer than I thought it would.
I know, this is crazy. Neither one of us have gotten stumped yet. Why can't I think of the Hufflepuff kid?
The Hufflepuff.
Oh my god, I'm blanking.
Oh,
I'm failing. I need one. Barty Crouch.
That's the left field. Barty Crouch is the dude. The guy gets murdered. Dude,
yeah, no. Barty Crouch was a crazy old guy. Right,
but you think son?
Yeah, the one that got murdered. I can't think of his name. I totally blanked on it. I can picture his face. It'll come to me.
Oh, what's the Rita Skeeter?
Oh,
the reporter.
Rita Skeeter from
The Daily Prophet.
Rita Skeeter. That's a good one. All right, I'm gonna have to go back to professors because I can't think of what's his nuts. Professor Trelawney. Sybil was her first name.
Sybil Trelawney. That's a good one. I'm really starting to struggle here. Cedric Diggory.
Cedric Diggory. Damn.
Whoops.
All right, fine. I'm going with his dad, Amos Diggory.
Oh, you son of a like bee. That? You're right. It is Amos, too, because they go to the...
Hello, Amos.
Amos is anus.
Yeah.
All right.
I pulled that one out of my...
Ooh, this is going to be...
I can think of a few more.
Albus Dumbledore.
Oh, my God. No one said Dumbledore?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. What was his brother's name?
Aberforth. I'll give that to you. Take it. No. Take Aberforth.
I'm going to go with Parvati Patil.
Ooh, that's Goblet of Fire.
Who was one of their dates to the ball, but I figured if it was Ron or Harry. Because the other one went with the sister.
That makes sense.
Because there was Parvati, and then there was...
And they both start with P's.
Patty and Padman. I don't remember. All right, what are you going with? The other Patil?
No, I'm going to go with... What is it?
Aberforth,
yep.
Dumbledore. Oh, God, what was...
Professor Dumbledore.
That makes me think of the giant lady's name that was always like, Professor Dumbledore.
Oh, what was her name, though? That's a hard one to remember. She was from...
Madame Maxime. Yeah.
I can't believe we haven't said this one yet. Professor McGonagall. Minerva McGonagall.
How do we not go McGonagall?
I think my niece got McGonagall's wand. When we went to... McGonagall's wand.
How do we not say McGonagall yet? All right. So, what was the instructor?
How have we gone through these?
What was the instructor from Durmstrang? He was the Death Eater.
Igor Karkaroff. That goes back to Goblet of Fire. How many characters are in that movie?
So many.
Yikes. Okay. I gotta go, like...
This is getting hard.
And then I'm just forgetting what we said now, because there's a lot of professors that are sitting out there.
Yeah, there's still some professors out there. There's still some Dumbledore, not Dumbledore.
What was Tom Riddle's parents' names?
Why can't I think of Order of the Phoenix characters?
The Longbottoms are there.
Did we already do the...
Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Who was... Did we already do Nymphadora?
Are you surprised that we've lost our virginity? And that we've...
Honestly, going through this a little bit. Did we do Nymphadora Tonks?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I think we did Tonks and Lupin up here.
Did we? Okay.
Maybe you didn't write her down, but we did Tonks.
So now I'm reaching.
Is Lupin up here?
Creature.
Oh, here's Tonk.
I'm going Creature. He was the did other you? House elf. Do you remember Creature?
Yeah, I remember Creature.
Creature.
All right. Oh, yuck.
I know.
this is
getting hard.
Like, now it's just a... Now there's like a... There's a...
Yeah, it's getting
Rolodex
tough.
Of names it's that are flowing tough. Into my head.
Maybe we should just wrap it up and say we're both losers.
we're both losers as winners.
I think we've touched on all the main...
Whoa.
Disturb the sleeping dome.
Donkey.
Man.
So I'm gonna go.
I still never thought of that damn werewolf.
Didn't we say his name?
No.
Greyback. Fenrir Greyback.
Oh. Alright, it's on me. That was a good one.
I think Death Eaters.
Yeah, I was trying to switch gears and think on the dark side. because we got the Malfoy. We went through all the Malfoys.
We went through the Malfoys.
No, I don't think Narcissa? We said the
mom. No, that's it. Yeah, that Narcissa. Malfoy. That's the mom, right?
Yeah, that's the mom.
Cut sisters to what's her name?
Bellatrix?
Yeah, right? They're no. sisters. That's their
Bellatrix related. Lestrange was.
Yeah, because Narcissa got.
Oh, yeah.
Narcissa
right.
Lestrange. Yeah,
and
yeah.
She married sister. Into the mouth. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I just thought of a really good one. A really good one. It's a hidden gem. Think of Locket.
It's Sirius's brother.
Yes.
Regulus. R-A-B. Regulus Black. Ah. Regulus Black.
Yes.
R-A-B.
That R-A-B, one's out of
baby.
Does a dog count? Can I say
dogs
Fang?
Count. Fang. All right, I'm going to go...
The big, like, boarhound head
yeah, dude.
Dog?
I'm going to go Hedwig.
We're getting into animals.
We're going into animals.
This is getting desperate. Well, if we're doing owls, I'm going to say Errol, who is Ron's horrible owl.
Ron's horrible.
Or the Weasley's owl.
I'm going to go ghost on this one. I'm going to go Peeves.
Peeves
the ghost. This has gone way longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, this is crazy. Should we just call it? What are we at for time?
We're at... This is crazy. Let's see. We're at almost 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Rapid fire.
Jeez.
Think of another ghost.
Well, there was the Ravenclaw ghost that was on...
Rowena? Rowena Ravenclaw?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Nearly Headless Nick.
He was the best.
Dude.
Nearly
headless. How can you be nearly headless?
All right. Let me think of a good one. Let me think of a...
Think spider.
No. I don't... Okay, fine. Aragog.
Spider.
Aragog the giant damn
I'm
going to
body slam you off the roof onto a flaming table spider. Oh, no, Harry
no,
Potter spider.
His name
spider.
Was Sean.
Yeah. Okay, you said Aragog.
I just thought of an old school professor. The headmaster before Dumbledore.
Dippet?
Yep.
Headmaster Dippet.
Dippet. It made me think that when you said Aragog, I was thinking about that flashback that Hagrid
they,
has. And
yeah, he's...
And with Tom Riddle and the Dippet.
This is Headmaster Dippet. Yeah. And they never, like, right. say too
what,
much.
What was the girl that Ron had a fling with for a while?
Oh, God.
Something Brown?
Yeah.
What was her name?
It was the love... She slipped in the love potion.
Yeah, if I don't think of it quick, I'm going to have to switch. I'm going to go with Wood. Was it Oliver?
Oliver Wood was the Quidditch...
The Quidditch keeper.
Quidditch guy. Yep.
Yep.
That's a good one, Oliver Wood.
I just thought of some more characters just based on Quidditch alone.
Really?
Yeah.
God, what was her name? It was Brown.
I think it was... I just thought of it. It starts with an L.
Lavender Brown.
Yeah, you got
Lavender
it.
Lavender Brown.
Okay, Angelina Spinnet. She
what?
Was on the Quidditch team.
Oh, I believe you. Like Gryffindor?
Yep, she was on the Gryffindor team. There was a few of them. All
right. Oh, you said Barty Crouch. I don't know why I was going Goblet of Fire. Okay. And I am going to answer.
What was? Did we ever come up with the mom for Longbottom?
No.
God, that's gonna bug me. Our Harry Potter music got real loud. All
that's
of
okay.
Sudden.
That's a good background. What about the Riddles?
Well,
because I don't remember
Tom
his
Riddle's
parents.
The same as Voldemort.
Right, but I mean, I can't remember his parents.
Was
I feel like we're cheating at this point. Yeah, count me down because
10, 9 Ooh. 8, 7 I just thought of 4 more. 6, 5, 4 Think Founders. 3, 2
Oh, the Deathly Hallows. The Deathly,
no, the Founders of the Houses.
The
1 and a half.
Hufflepuff.
What was her name?
Hagrid, help us.
Helga.
Helga. Yes, that's what I meant. Hagrid, Helga. It's one and the same.
So I'll go Rowena. No, we said Rowena Ravenclaw. That was, we thought the ghost, but it wasn't. It was her granddaughter.
Oh, Rowena.
So Ravenclaw's out, Hufflepuff's out. So we'll go Godric Gryffindor.
What was Salazar Slytherin Niner? Did I catch a Niner in there?
You sure did.
Oh boy!
All right, so now it's on me, and I'm about spent.
Props to us, first off.
This is a big list.
Especially go random. Give me a second. I'm not even categorizing in my head.
I know. I'm trying to think if there's any professors I missed.
There's lots.
I'm sure there's lots. I can find you. I did Sprout. I did Trelawney.
I think we've only listed a few.
Flitwick. I did Slughorn.
Oh, dude. Defense Against the Dark Arts with
the famous... Oh, Gilderoy Lockhart! Yeah, oh my god. How did we forget him?
Oh, Gilderoy Lockhart.
How do we forget Gilderoy? We did Fudge, we did Scrimgeour.
There's always a different Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. We did Lupin.
Well, if you think of in order of years, it was... who is year one?
Oh, we haven't said him yet. Huh? It's the dude with the turban.
Oh!
What's his name?
Oh, it was Voldemort.
Yeah, but it was the dude. It was Professor, because he possessed him.
You're right, that's the only one we didn't say. Because then it was Lockhart.
Yeah.
And then it was Lupin.
No, I think Lockhart was three.
Lockhart was two.
You're right. Lockhart was Chamber of Secrets.
And then Lupin was Azkaban.
Azkaban.
Who was... And then it was...
Goblet of Fire, it was Mad-Eye. Five was
Umbridge.
Umbridge.
Yep.
Six was
Slughorn.
Slughorn. And seven was Snape.
What the hell was his name? This might be a good time to give up.
Yeah, so I'm going to count myself down if I can't think of it in 10 seconds. Professor...
Remember... McGonagall asks, she's like, Professor, whatever, can I borrow wood for a moment? When she sees Harry catch the...
And he's, like, super squeamish.
Yeah.
That's how his demeanor was.
Well, and then Hagrid, remember he meets him, was it Diagon Alley or the Leaky Cauldron?
Yeah, because he meets him with Harry.
Yeah.
He's like, this is Professor. Hello, Professor.
Shit, what was it?
Turban. Hello, Professor Turban. All right, that's it. That's it. I'm tapping. It's over at that point. So, all right.
We'll call it. Wow, that went a long time. Google it.
I need to know.
All right. That was a long bit.
25 minutes.
We'll have to label that bit Harry Potter fan.
As you're Googling this, I'm just going to do a quick... We've both been Universal within the last 2 to 3 years. We both went to Universal Hogwarts, like the Harry Potter Universal. It was epic.
Oh, right? Professor Quirrell.
Quirrell.
Oh.
Professor Quirrell. That's what we ended
First
on.
First thing when I started Googling, Defense Against, and it popped up Dark Arts Quirrell. Teachers. Professor Quirrell.
He was number one.
Oh.
Because remember, he went on a trip to, like, Egypt and got possessed.
Cornelius Quirrell.
Right?
Yeah.
What's his first name? Cornelius?
Yeah.
Quirrell?
Huh. Damn.
I never knew the first name.
Yeah, I gotta look up the Longbottom.
Now, your family went to Universal Studios in 2018? And ours went in 2020.
Yes.
Right before COVID hit. And if anyone is listening to this, go to Universal and go to the Harry Potter Universal Park, because it is ridiculous. They've got Hogwarts. They've got Hogsmeade. They've got...
It was Frank and Alice.
Alice. Yep.
I would have never come up with that.
I wouldn't come up with that. Frank I knew for some reason, Frank, but Alice.
I couldn't come up with Alice. Yeah.
Yeah, anyone that's listening, go to Universal. They've got Hogwarts, they've got Hogsmeade, they've got Hagrid's motorbike ride, there's Buckbeak's roller coaster.
Even walking in Gringotts.
Gringotts really was super cool. Yeah. Like they've
the
literally.
The wand shop is amazing.
Yeah, they've built Hogsmeade. They've built all these shops. You can go to Weasley's Wizard.
Yeah.
It's you can get Butterbeer. You can
get the joke shop. I forget what it's
the
called.
Joke shop. Yeah. Zonko's. They've made it's like Zonko's. So cool. It's ridiculous. It's over the top.
Yeah. Be prepared to spend about $250 on wands yeah. and butterbeer.
So I went into the wand store, and when I we got three wands, and the lady was like, oh, that'll be $170. I was like, excuse me? $175? I didn't want them to really do... These really cast spells yeah. for $175? Right. That's what yeah, these that's what these do? They should yeah. really cast spells. Yeah.
Definitely check it out, though.
Yeah, it's super, super cool. So that was a fun... I think we'll wrap this up, but that was really fun. That went
so long, but it was good.
All right, we're going to wrap up Harry Potter random...
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.